Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The operators of Japan's damaged nuclear power plant at Fukushima have unveiled plans to construct an undersea tunnel for the release of a million tons of treated wastewater from the site. Japanese ministers say the release will be safe because the water will have been processed to remove almost all radioactive elements and, they say, will be diluted. However, the plan has been heavily criticised by neighbouring countries, fishing groups and environmental campaigners. To discuss this, I'm joined by the senior nuclear specialist with Greenpeace East Asia, Sean Burney. Sean, you're very welcome to Drive Time, and thank you for giving us your time. What can you tell us about this 1 million tons of wastewater? Where did it come from?
So the wastewater is generated by the owner of the plant, Tokyo Electric, because they've had to try and cool the melted fuel inside the three reactors that melted down in 2011. That's the main source of the water, together with groundwater that comes onto the site that basically has become radioactive, and it comes into contact with very high levels of radiation under the reactor buildings. And that water has then been stored in tanks, about 1,000 tanks, and Tokyo Electric have been spending the last years trying to work out what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So how unhealthy is the water? How polluted with radioactive material is the water? Because the Japanese authorities are promising to treat the water, aren't they?
Yes, they are. About 80% of the water has to go through a secondary processing. That's because the first time round it failed, the so-called ALPS system. That's intended to remove about 52 radionuclides, such as strontium-90, plutonium, and other radionuclides that are extremely hazardous. The problem is that technology failed, and so they have about 800,000 cubic meters of water that's still on the site that needs to be processed. That's going to take years, and it's not really clear how successful it's going to be. The Japanese government is communicating that this is treated water. What actually that is radioactive waste. Under international law, dumping nuclear waste is illegal into the marine environment. The reason that they can try and proceed with this plan is because they're building a pipeline from land into the Pacific, about a kilometre offshore.
Which is a fascinating undertaking, and it can't be cheap to build an underwater tunnel a kilometre out into the sea. But you say this is inadequate still.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the problem is relatively this is not going to be that expensive. And Japan has extremely good technology for tunneling. It's actually comparable to the Sellafield pipeline in the Irish Sea, where you have a subseabed tunnel, a pipeline's installed in the tunnel, and then it comes up through the seabed in what are called diffusers. The problem is none of this is necessary. They can store the water. They can process the water. There's sufficient capacity on site and in the adjacent area because this is a nuclear disaster zone. Basically, almost no people are living in this area around the Fukushima Daiichi plant because of the radiation levels. So basically, the first thing you do when you're trying to protect the environment is if there's an alternative to releasing whatever, pollution, radioactive material into the environment, you take that option. And unfortunately, they're going for the cheapest option, which is to contaminate the Pacific.
So why aren't they going for the storage and the processing option?
They make the argument that to remove the one major radionuclide that's left in the water that none of the processing currently affects, that's radioactive tritium, that basically there's no technology that can be scaled up to deal with the challenge. That actually is not correct. The reason that they're trying to avoid this is because to actually apply tritium removal technology is going to cost them tens, if not several hundred billion dollars.
Okay.
But the Fukushima Daiichi disaster is already a nearly a $1 trillion accident. So the point is they need to invest. They need to stop plans for contaminating the environment and go for the best option environmentally and in terms of public health, which is long-term storage.
And you say if this goes ahead, it will cause untold damage to the environment and biodiversity and so on within the seas. Can you tell me, I have a minute left, Sean, I'm sorry about this, but can you tell me about your strategy then, legal or otherwise, to prevent Japan from doing this?
Well, as you mentioned in the introduction, there's fishing groups and community members in Fukushima that are absolutely opposed to this. We're working with them politically, publicly, to persuade the Japanese government to change position. Ultimately, this could end up in the courts, both domestically and internationally. Under international law of the sea, the UNCLOS, there are countries in the region that are extremely concerned about this and have indicated they're prepared to take this to court, much as Ireland took the UK government to court in the 1990s over Sellafield. So it's a long way to go before the actual discharges begin, and we feel that we can actually stop the Japanese government from going ahead.
Okay, well, let's see if you can. Senior Nuclear Specialist with Greenpeace East Asia, Sean Burney, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme and giving us that update as of this evening.